Pastor Gary Connor welcomes you to this message from Christian Worship Center, located in Zillow, Washington. Christian Worship Center is shaping the lives of people and families through a vibrant church community and world-class educational program. Our passion is to impact our state, national, and worldwide community with the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Get ready for this powerful message.
Hey, was that awesome or what? Yeah? Debbie Lee Gifford over there just rocking out the piano. That was awesome. Yeah. Cherie, you're still just kind of waving her hair around your face. You got a little warm up there. Yeah. No, that was awesome. I wish I could move like that a little bit. I think she was singing too, but I mean, she was moving too. It was awesome. I wish I could move like that. I'd pay a dollar to hang out with you sometime, just when you're singing like that, just to be able to learn. I mean, I just, you know, it's like one of those things where she's singing and she's moving like this, and I'd be kind of standing behind going like this. I look like Frankenstein when I dance. That's a problem. Like it's not pretty, but I'd like to hang out with you and learn how to do that, because you were rocking up there. You know, there's some people that they just don't get that when Jesus is moving, you kind of got to move too.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, it's just, if you're standing still when Jesus is moving, maybe he's not moving you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you gotta go to Cherie school. Pay your dollar, learn to move. Learn to jive a little bit. It's good stuff. God is doing awesome things. God's got our pastor in Arizona. That's God's country down there. Going next week. You know, I'm pretty sure the pastor brought his sticks down there, so I think he's golfing a little bit. We just want to pray for him to have just an awesome awesome time of just being able to relax and get away for a little while. We also want to pray for God just to move on us this morning and let His Word just be able to sink into us. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you right now as we get into your Word. Open our ears, open our hearts, God. Allow us to hear exactly what you're saying, so that we can be able to grow, so that we can be able to move, and so that we can be able to reach out and touch everyone around us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, turn to John chapter 16. Mm-hmm. How many of you guys are taking advantage of the wireless Bible technology that we have just... Yeah, Dave. I knew Dave was. That went without saying. So only one. Are you doing it, Cherie? You got it up right now?
No.
Oh, you have paper. How antiquated. Paper.
The app is for when I'm on the move.
No, when you're driving, you're looking at the Bible when you're driving?
No, but I'm in places that I want to show people scripture.
Oh, okay. That's good. We can accept that. Okay. So... we want to encourage you guys, if you're using it, it shuts down at 2 o'clock. So if you're trying to steal free wireless, it's going to shut down at 2. So no kipe in our signal. John chapter 16, verses 25 through 33 is where we're going to be at. And it's one of my most favorite things that I have Jesus here asking a question. And I think that there's some humor in it, but I think that there's also a little bit of I can't believe it's not butter in it. There's a lot of mixtures here. And it's one simple question that Jesus asks. It's in verse 31. He says, "Do you now believe?" Now, I can't help but wonder if there's a little bit of frustration. I've been in ministry for a long time. Jesus has been walking with these guys for a long time. That every once in a while you see someone come up to you being in ministry. You see someone come up to you and it's like, you know, I finally figured out what you were talking about. You know, it's amazing when you got all, you know, I've got a lot of kids who have gone up through youth ministry and they graduate high school. And every year that I tell kids, you know, I used to tell kids, and Judy, you got to start telling them this, their friends really don't matter. You know, everybody you're hanging out with right now, right, Richard? Everybody you're hanging out with right now are people that you're not going to even see or remember in about 2 years. Okay? And the amazing thing is that it's so true, but yet every decision that they make is based on what the people that they're with currently are going to, you know, the influence there. You know, Katie, how many times did I say that when you were in school? A million times, right? It doesn't matter. How many people do you really talk to? None, right? Right? All the people that you were friends with, they really don't matter anymore, okay? They're good, they're acquaintances, you love them, like, you get on Facebook with them every once in a while, it's like, oh, man, I can't remember. But really, honestly, is a Facebook friend really a friend? No, okay? You know, let's be totally honest. If your only communication with someone is via Facebook, they're not really a friend. They're an acquaintance. They're someone that you like. If you get onto Facebook and you're like me, I have trouble deleting people from my Facebook. There's people that I don't even know. They're just like, you want to be my friend? And I'm like, yeah. And then I do it, and then it's like, I don't even know that guy. Right? Right? I don't even know that guy, and yet now we're friends, and now I get to see everything that's going on in his life, but I don't really, because I don't look at anybody else's life other than my own. Is anybody else selfish Facebook people too? You just look to see what people said about you, and then that's it? No? Am I the only person? Am I the only person that doesn't care about what happened in a 14-year-old kid's life? Am I the only? Okay, I'm not the only person. Thank you, Jesus, for being honest. Okay, but the thing is that we hang out with people and we value their opinion. We listen to them and we base decisions and opinions off of what their input is. But in the end, does it really matter? Jesus hung out with these guys for 3 years. They're getting right to the end. This is the Passover prayer. This is the Passover time right now. This is it. And finally, these guys say, oh, we get it. Okay. We get it. And Jesus, after all this time, this is my impression of Jesus, minus the long hair and sandals, is this. Do you now believe? Because that's how I feel. Maybe Jesus was more like, do you now believe? Encouraging. You know, he's the nice guy. I think I would probably be a little more frustrated. Because after all this time, it took to this night, this place, for them to finally say, okay, Lord, we get it. There's a lot happening this night. Jesus just got done washing their feet. Jesus just got done saying straight up, one of you is going to betray me. Jesus just got done saying, in a little while, I will be with the Father. It is the best Amy Grant song ever. Also the only Amy Grant song I remember. But do you see what I'm saying? There's a lot happening tonight. He's not telling parables anymore. This isn't a mustard seed thing. This is, in a little while, I'll be with the Father. In a few hours, I'm gone. In a few hours, you will be scattered. You will be hunted. You will be scared. At which point they say, all right, I get it. You're going, we're going. All right, Jesus, we believe it now. I mean, after all this time, after all the miracles, after all everything else, no, we believe it now. How many times does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? 3. Right? According to the owl? All right. There's a lot of people in here who have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay? Now, I got to say, I'm used to that, so I don't care. All right? That's true. But those of you guys who know what I'm talking about, do you know that they still play that commercial? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? That they still play that commercial, Jim. And the more I look at it, when I was younger, that was like 1, 2, 3 is how many times it takes. And I thought that was groundbreaking stuff back then. That was earth-shattering stuff. 3 times. And have you ever tried it, by the way? That hurts. Don't do it. But the thing is that was earth-shattering stuff back then. Now I look at it and I say, boy, that was the worst commercial ever. The marketing campaign behind this, all right, we're going to take an owl, we're going to take a Tootsie Pop, we're going to, really bad animation, he's going to eat it 3 times, and we're out. Shortest meeting ever, okay? But the thing is how many times does it take? It takes 3 times, okay? It took 3 years to get through these guys' heads that Jesus is going, that Jesus is leaving. Just before this, he talks about leaving the Holy Spirit. Just before this, he talks about the Holy Spirit being the one that's going to be left to be able to remind us of what Jesus said, to be able to guide us in what Jesus said. We talked on Wednesday night at a Bible study about the fact that a lot of people, when we think Holy Spirit, we think, you know, speaking in tongues and, you know, and healing and people running all around and, you know, biting the chairs and stuff like that. And it's not true. You know, I mean, it is true. I mean, the Holy Spirit guides and directs those things, or, you know, whatever things are hopefully real and right. But the thing is the Holy Spirit was also given to us as a reminder, as a teacher, as a guide, as to what Jesus wanted us to do, as to where Jesus wanted us to be. The Holy Spirit was given to us so that we could become more Christ-like. The Holy Spirit was given to us so that we could follow His lead. He tells them this plainly, and yet they finally get it. Now, that's the end of my frustration thing, but the most amazing thing that I always, when I see this, His love and His concern. We got like some Wizard of Oz stuff going on right outside that door. Trust me, I've heard it all service, okay? This is the first time. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes into service, and it's the first mention I've made of it, okay? I know everybody else is, every once in a while when it kicks up, Peggy's over there going like this, oh, is it going to blow off? It's not going to blow off. We made this door very stout, very sturdy. Don't worry about it. If you see Toto flying by, become worried, okay? Until you see a little black dog going by, don't worry about it. It's just a little wind, okay? But if you go in this section, you go to verse 25. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you. The Father himself loves you. This is the ultimate transition right here. This is Jesus saying himself. This is his last few hours here. This is Jesus himself saying, when you pray, you are praying to the Father. And I'm not gonna be there praying, you know, like that. Okay? The Father and I are one. When you're praying it all the way through. And you know what the most amazing thing is because you love me. Our faith and our love in Jesus Christ grants us access into the heaven, right into the front door of the pearly gates. Our love for Jesus, our faith in Christ, allows us to walk right up there to the throne room of God. But how often do we take advantage of that? How often do we trust in the name of Jesus? How often do we believe in the power of Jesus? How often do we take advantage of our direct access to God the Father? Folks, I got to tell you, Jesus is saying this right now. You have direct access because you love me. The Father will hear you. Because you love me, you have the golden ticket. Because you love me, you can speak directly with the Father. Folks, we have to use that. When we love the Son, the Father hears us. We have to use it. We have to take advantage of that. Stop getting beat down by the world. Stop getting beat down by the circumstances. Stop. And trust me, I'm living that out 100%. Okay? Anybody wants to run, they can hang out with me for a week. Okay? If you want to dance, you can hang out with Sheree. If you want to run, you can hang out with me. Okay? You, iron's in the fire, I got some. Okay? You want to try to hang, you can try. The one thing that I forget to do, and the one lesson that I've been learning this last week is this. Go to the Father. Yes. Billy, stop doing it on your own. Go to the Father. Billy, you love Jesus. Go to the Father. Amen. Listen, we could run around all day with chickens with our heads cut off. I've seen it. It's kind of cool. But they don't go anywhere. Just stumbling around like a chicken with it. They don't even sound cool. They don't sound like anything. We run, we fall, mostly because we forgot to ask. Go to the Father. The key is because we love the Son. I want to remind us of that, because how many times do we need some Harry Potter incantation to think that we got up to Jesus? How many times you try to pray just the best prayer? You rehearsed it a few times before you even brought it right up to Jesus. I'm going to use the right words. I'm going to use the right things. I'm going to stand just right. Where is it? It's right there. Yeah. This is where prayers get answered. It's right here. It's a magic spot. If I stand right here and they're playing the right song. Don't act like you've never tried it before. Okay? You know what? You guys are all just like, I love Jesus so much, I've never done anything like that. Someone in here is lying, okay? I know someone out here. I remember I prayed for my kid like that and he got healed, so I'm going to pray the exact same way. Right? Right? Not really. No, it's not right, okay? You know? Guys, we've tried it. Okay? It's okay to try it. Okay? You know, maybe one time you prayed this certain way. Maybe you stood in this certain spot during the right song. Maybe you were sitting in the back and you heard, like, you know, the next time around, and all of a sudden, you know, more love, more power came on, and you're like, I gotta go! You came up here because you got a prayer you needed answered right now, and this is the time and this is the place. That's not really true. Guys, we have direct access to the Father because we love the Son. It's so simple, but we want to church it up. Sometimes church is the worst thing that ever happened to Jesus. Oh, it's so true. You guys, you know, it's true. It's uncomfortable, but it's true. Because we try to take the Jesus out of church and replace it with, you know, we got to do this many songs, we got to do this many things, offerings right here. I seriously thought about doing offering later. I was just going to mess you guys up. But then I got messed up because Barb, we didn't get the pre-prayer time over here. And you started singing, and I was looking for Jim, and I was looking for Dave, and I was looking for Ken, and I was like, guys, we got to pray. But we couldn't pray because you were singing. And then I was like, oh, but then I was like, perfect. Now I don't have to do offering at the end of service. I'm going to shake it up a little bit. It's not about how. It's about the who. It's because we love Jesus. It's not how I prayed. It's because I love Jesus that I have access to the Father. It's not because I wore the right shoes. Guys, one of these shoes has a crack all the way across the bottom. Look at that. I ain't lying. You know why I don't got new ones, Chad? $40 for a pair of shoes? Dear Heavenly Father, I don't think so. I have had these shoes since I started here.
Oh my goodness.
Son, these have seen some things.
They've taken off.
It ain't the how, because I still think that Jesus hears my prayers, even though I got a crack in my soul. We should pray right now. I don't think there's anything else I'm going to say that's better spiritually. Only, no, Pastor would have come up with that if he had cracked shoes, but Jolene won't let him have any. We got three kids running around. I can't afford shoes. I'm going to come in wooden platforms next week.
Here, Billy, here.
Pass the hat. All right. But do you now believe? Do you now believe? You have access right to the Father, but you just now believe? I've shown you everything. I've walked with you. I've taught you. And you just now believe. I've made it so simple. And yet you just now believe. What did I tell you about forgiveness of sins? I'm the only way. You walk through this gate, you trust in this way, salvation. You follow this light, you put faith in this, salvation. But what did you try to do? You tried to kill a goat. You tried to bring some extra grain this week. Well, those are nice gestures. Well, I put an extra $150 in the offering this week. I didn't need to, but it's been a rough week. Maybe the Lord will forgive me. Well, I wore a tie this week. Maybe the Lord will forgive me. I did things that would make me feel more spiritual. Maybe the Lord will forgive me. You didn't do nothing. It's by grace that we are saved through faith. It is the gift of God. What's the last part of that? Lest any man should boast. Look what I did, Jesus. Look what I done. I fed 5,000 hungry people. Jesus says, yeah, I did it with 3 fish. We try so hard to change up the simplicity of faith in Christ. We try so hard to add to it. You want the Holy Ghost? Oh, man. Man, you got to be to like the 13th level of Christianity to be able to speak in tongues. We got to take it to the back room back there. Darken it all out. Light some candles. Have our robes on. You guys see what I'm saying? That ain't the Holy Spirit. You want to speak in tongues? Get down here at the altar. Start seeking the Lord. Do it in your shower. What's the one thing that matters? Seeking the Lord. What'd Paul say? He'll do it when he wants. He wrote it different. But that's what he said. He said the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues, will be given to those when God sees fit. But he ain't going to give it to someone who only seeks it at Sunday at 12:20. Because that's the right time. Or he ain't going to give it to someone who only goes to this conference because that's apparently where they get it. He's going to give it to those who seek him. Who approach him in faith. Who approach him in love. That's what he does. That's what he wants. But we church it up. Do you now believe? We have to try to remember that Jesus, He made it simple. What do you say to the boys out there on the docks? You might not remember. He got down there. He was looking for a few good men, doing a little recruiting. He already knew who he wanted. You know, he's got Nathaniel up by the tree. He'll get up there soon. But he walks down there and he sees a couple guys on the boats and he says, "Hey, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." Did he have them sign forms? Did they have to have a release? Did they apply and wait 3 weeks to be accepted as a disciple of Jesus? They dropped their nets and they followed him. It's really simple. It's easy math. It's Jesus math. So, do you now believe? Verse 29. See, now you're speaking clearly, using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things, and you have no need that anyone should question you. By this, we know that you came forth from God. It took that long. It took fairly clear and simple language to reach the hearts of men. Do you see what I'm saying? Clear and simple. Much like myself. Well, I know I'm simple. I know I don't always speak clearly. Sometimes I talk too fast. Sometimes I talk like I'm coming straight out of 1985, 93.3 KUBE FM. What's up, Seattle? They don't do that anymore. I know that sometimes it's not real clear, but it's simple. It's easy to understand. And that's what Jesus brought. He didn't want us to have to jump through hoops. He didn't want us to turn in circles 3 times and touch our nose. He might want us to click our heels 3 times. But I don't think so. It took him speaking clearly to win the hearts of men. To win the hearts of men, we must speak clearly. You want to grow in Christ? Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. You want to receive Christ? You got a buddy, a friend, maybe you're here this morning, and you say, "This is kind of cool, this is kind of exciting. I feel the Lord just doing something inside of me." I'm going to tell you right now, this is like no other thing you'll ever hear. It's this right here. You need to just trust in Jesus. Put your faith in Him and change your life. You got friends taking you to stupid parties, doing stupid things? Get away from them. It ain't that hard. "I've been going to church for 3 months now, but I keep going to parties." If your car keeps taking you there, stop driving your car. Because apparently your car is possessed. We'll go out there later and have a Jesus casting out service. I had one more example, but I didn't want to hit too close to home. Why not? Who said that? Yeah? Yeah? I was going to talk about the buffet. You ever go to Jesus? Make sure I wrote this right. This ain't too much of a parable because I think most of us get it. You ever go to the buffet? And you could pick any one of your choice. Okay? And you get there, and they got the dude over there at the carving board, and he's cutting up that rough old prime rib. You know, it's yesterday's shoes boiled up again. You guys remember King's Table up there at 40th and some of you? Oh, man, we used to live there. We thought that was just like, oh, this is a fine eating. They got a guy in a hat. But that stuff was so nasty and tough. He had a chainsaw to cut this. That should have been a clue. How thick a slice you want. I like it real thick. Like that. Here you go. Soak it for a few weeks. It'll be good. I'm not going to ask this because somebody here is going to admit to it, but who's ever taken food home from a buffet? Huh? Well, my mom used to. Oh, Lord. You get there at the end, you got like 15,000 plates around there. There's just mounds of food and stuff like that. And my mom's over there with 15 napkins going, it'll be good later. No, it won't, Mama. Don't. That's when I go to the car. I didn't want to watch that anymore. But the point is that who goes to a buffet to eat a salad? You know what I'm talking about? Who goes to a buffet, pays $15, and then loads up their plate just full of salad like that? Salad is the only thing at the buffet that might not kill you this week. And you can have all of it you want. But you know what I want? I want the fish that I really can't tell what kind of fish it is. I want the chainsawed shoe leather that I gotta drown in some type of mysterious brown gravy. I want the horrible soft serve ice cream that is only palatable with 15 gallons of caramel sauce. And I love this, that they have all you can drink stuff at the fountain if you can muscle your way in there. But the one thing that could save your life, nobody ever goes there. It's like the dark corner of the buffet. It's called the salad bar. Except for when you're going to get ranch dressing for your fries. That's where you find it. You see, we go there, and it's served up in heaping portions. And yet we never take advantage of it. You go to church, and it's okay, Karan. We go to church, and the Lord is served up in healthy proportions. And yet we never go to the salad bar. We never go to where He wants us to be. And I've been at the back of an altar service before. I've even laughed at the people that went to the salad bar. I was a lot younger. Why is He going down there? Why is He going down? What's He going down there for? You see, you want more of Jesus, it's pretty simple. You trust in Him. You believe in Him. You walk in faith. That's it. It's that easy. And you can have all of Him you want. There's so much more, and there's so much that we can have through Christ. Some of us, we stop at salvation. Okay? Some of us, we stop at growing in prayer and devotion. Okay? Some of us learn to be evangelistic. Some of us learn to be a teacher. Some of us learn to do miracles. But the truth of it is that it's still simple. It's still Jesus. It's still faith. It's still walking in faith. He said, you go to the Father because you love me. It's still simple. It hasn't changed. It's still the same thing. You want Christ in your life? You go to the Father because you love Him. You want the Holy Spirit? Pray to the Father. And He'll hear you because you love Him. It's that simple, guys. In this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome this world. Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand. That's verse 33 of John chapter 16. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. I've got peace. Today. I know tomorrow my phone's going to ring. A lot. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. Billy, stop trying to do this on your own. Billy, stop running. Try being of good cheer, Billy. Because I've overcome this world. God, it's so simple, isn't it? Let's walk out of here this morning simple of mind. Wait. Let's walk out of this church this morning sharp of mind, but simple in spirit. Amen. God, we just thank you this morning. We praise you this morning, God, because you really have made it simple. We can go to the Father because we love the Son. God, it's that simple. If there's someone here this morning who doesn't know you, they've heard what I've said, they felt the things in worship, and they know that you're trying to do something in their lives, you can go to the Father because you love the Son. This morning, if that's you, love the Son. Know that He died for you. Change your life. Begin to walk in Him. God, as we walk out of here this morning, let's stop running with our own shoes, God. God, let us be able to put on the shoes that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. I almost started preaching and got into like the whole armor of the Spirit. I was like, oh, they don't want to hear that. Their eyes are closed, their heads are bowed. Hey, we need to remember to pray for Pastor and Jolene this week. That God would just bless them, give them the rest that they have.
For more information about Christian Worship Center, visit us on the web at www.cwczilla.org. We'd love to see you in person at 204 Shane Road, Zilla, Washington, 98953.